Kaya Biz with Gugulethu Mfuphi on Kaya 959.
Well, for many of us as South Africans who are fortunate enough to be employed, and not only that, but also have the opportunity to save towards our retirement savings, we've been placed in a very interesting position where National Treasury is actually making calls for partial access to pension savings by using a two-pot system where anyone who is employed full-time but is saving for their retirement can actually access at least a third of their retirement savings and keeping the remaining two-thirds for future use in their retirement. We've previously heard of these kind of conversations, primarily when it came to retirement reform, and that was really to bring an alignment in terms of the treatment and access that one can have to a provident fund, pension fund, or retirement annuity. The goal of these three products, or tools, is the same for one to save for their retirement. However, previously they had different rules and regulations as to how one could actually access them. But to help us understand more about National Treasury's call, what it means for you and I as individuals saving for their retirements, but also perhaps the complexities that it adds to pension fund administrators and the roles that they serve, we joined on the line now by Ayanda Gaka. He's a governance and assurance executive at Eskom Pension and Provident Fund. Bob Gaka, thank you so much for your time this evening.
Good evening, Gugu, and good evening to the listeners at home. Thanks for having me.
Indeed. This is a very important conversation because it essentially does affect the livelihoods of any employed South African who is contributing towards some kind of retirement savings. I'm keen for us to get an understanding as to where we are with in terms of current conversations regarding this two-pot system and how National Treasury is trying to make sure that South Africans currently don't struggle financially, but at the same time preserve enough for the future that they're trying to build.
It's still at a relatively early stage, certainly from a practicality point of view of implementing. For example, there hasn't really been a paper published by National Treasury to actually confirm how this is going to work. So we hear reports, and the minister last week mentioned that this is where the thought process is, and we hear that there may have been engagements at NEDLAC, as well as some of what the officials at the National Treasury are mentioning. But from what we hear, they're very keen to share something that would obviously be subject to consultation publicly as well as through the parliamentary process, because a change like this would necessitate a change in the laws, and therefore that would have to go through parliament.
Is this a step in the right direction, I guess, to alleviate the economic challenges that some South Africans are experiencing at the moment?
A difficult one. Mm-hmm. There's a huge competition here of priorities, and both very important, and so one feels for the regulator and the legislature, because on the one hand, people are really challenged and struggling financially due to all sorts of reasons. But at the same time, knowing what we know about the state of retirement savings overall in the country, one gets a little bit nervous about, the possibilities of people withdrawing from their accumulated retirement savings. Mm-hmm. For example, if we listen to some of the statistics that we share, is that only about 6% or thereabouts of people indicate that they retire comfortably. And that's a low number. And the contribution to that are various reasons, one of them being this notion of people when they change jobs, for example, withdrawing and using that money and starting saving, afresh every time. And so by the time one gets to retirement, there isn't really much to provide for those years where one is really vulnerable and can't work, to add to their wealth as it were.
Mm. I'm keen to understand, I guess you have an insider's view, right, as someone who helps take care of our most prized savings being our pension and provident funds. But what kind of complication does this add to administrators like yourselves who need to monitor, measure, and of course ensure that these kind of proposals can be implemented in a very viable position, if at all?
Obviously, the first part is making sure that the administration and keeping track of, if say, for instance, there's an allowance for one to, say, withdraw a certain portion, you've got to keep a record of that, for each and every person that, in fact, does exercise this option. And some of the, for the long term, but in the immediate term, depending on how many people take this up, you might have a little bit of a run on pension funds, if you like, with everyone trying to access their money. And so the volumes of processing and all of that might peak, obviously, competing with those who are genuinely now retiring and all of that. And so, you know, those are some of the, and the other spin-off of it obviously goes into the investment side of things, because this money is currently invested in the investment markets. So presumably there would have to be liquidations coming from there, and that impact on the share prices of some of the, you know, if say for instance pension funds have to liquidate listed instruments. So there would be those implications amongst others.
You're quite right. I'm keen to talk about the investment side for a moment, because we're well aware that these kind of investments are certainly long-term, minimum of 10 years from what I understand, and need the required time to grow and develop and advance. If we take a look at the overview, or even your experience at Eskom Pension and Provident Fund, what has the growth been like? And are we seeing that there's a general understanding from the pension savers, these investments do take a while in order to grow and accrue the kind of wealth that they're trying to create?
Look, it's a mixed bag. I mean, there are some people who are financially astute and who understand, you know, the concept that, you know, long-term savings, such as retirement savings, is that long-term. In fact, you get a lot of benefit the longer you are in the system, you know, over the years, with the benefit of the so-called compound interest and returns. And so if you stay in the system and for the longer period of time, that improves the outcomes of your retirement savings. And, you know, pension funds, by their nature, they invest responsibly. So the type of investment strategies they employ are those with a long-term in nature, as opposed to some of, you know, the things that could be flash in the pan and can be risky as a result. There is definitely a need for more education, I believe, and we believe, from what we observe, you know, also, just generally out there, that most people only wake up less than 10 or 5 years to retirement, and only then they go and have a look at the pot, and panic stations, you know, switch on at that time because someone is realizing that there won't be enough. But, you know, the beauty and the benefit of retirement saving is that if you start as young as you possibly can, with however much, over time, you know, you get the benefit. But then again, you know, as they say, it's never too late to start. And so I would encourage everyone, even if it's to add just a little bit per month, it counts. And at the end, you know, you benefit enormously.
Thank you so much for your time this evening, Babgaga. We appreciate the insight that you've shared with us. And as you say, lots more conversations and representations from various stakeholders to certainly unpack how this proposed two-pot system of withdrawals from one's pension and pension savings will actually be implemented in South Africa. That was Ayanda Gaga. He is Governance and Assurance Executive at Eskom Pension and Provident Fund, helping us understand some of the proposals that have been issued by National Treasury.
Kaya Biz with Guguletu Mfuphi. Monday to Thursday, 6 to 8 p.m. on Kaya 959.